we are in postseason already for boys bowling. And last weekend was regional action. There are several regionals across the state, of course. The one nearest to us, the one that involved the most teams that are nearby us or close to us, was the Belvedere North Regional. And on that day, Rockton Honeniga, they were the ones that came away as regional champs by 5 pins over the McChesney Park Harlem. Leading the way for Rockton Honeniga for the Indians was Jacob Summer. He's a senior for the Indians, has had a great career all up to this point, and looking to even establish even more and better things coming up here in the postseason. So Jacob's with us this morning. Jacob, thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
All right, well, let's talk first. I want to jump just to the regional last week. How big a deal is it to win a regional, or is it at that point in the bowling postseason, it's just a matter of advancing?
For me, I feel like the big fish is just state. Winning regionals or sectionals is awesome, but like we just want the big fish.
And tell me a little bit about your series now. You finished with a 1364.
I mean, it was awesome that I scored high, but realistically, everybody needs to score high to beat Harlem. Harlem has been hot all season, and we've just been keeping up with them all year, but up until last week and the year last week before that, we were really just trailing them a little bit. We just needed the underclassmen to step up a little bit.
Well, I saw too, Justin Mooney with a 1424. So there's one underclassman that did step up for you.
Indeed, for sure.
But tell me a little bit about the rivalry with Harlem.
It's gone back for like a long time. Past 5 years, it's been us in Harlem like every year for who's going to take state. Except for one odd year when Stevenson won it.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys bowl against each other in like leagues outside of high school? I mean, or is everybody kind of scattered throughout different houses?
All summer long, we've got a travel league where we're constantly bowling them week in and week out. And that just pushes us all year to get better.
Remind me a little bit about Honeniga's history in the last several years now. In your 4 years with the Indians, in terms of how you guys have done at state.
Well, the past 4 years, we won state, got second 2 times in a row, and then we won state last year again.
Right. So what is it a matter of, I hate to use this word because it makes it sound so frivolous, but luck. I mean, because you guys obviously have the skill, but it seems to me with bowling, it's whoever is hot on that day. Am I right in that? Or is there more to it than that in terms of, you know, can you win it again as a matter of, well, we just hopefully are all hot on the same day?
Well, I'd like to say that when you have the skill, you also get the luck with that skill. Mm-hmm. Like, bowling is definitely a luck-based game, for sure. But, like, usually the better bowlers get more luck, in my opinion.
So you're basically making your own luck.
Exactly.
Getting back to the rivalry thing, do you guys, is there any trash talk going on? What kind of goes on in the lanes when you guys are going ahead, whether it be in a Nick 10 duel or something like this at a sectional or a regional?
Yeah, baseball is not like football and basketball where there's always trash talk. It's more of a respectful type game, in my opinion.
Uh-huh.
I played football, and they're just two completely different things.
Which do you like better? Is it more fun to have the trash talk, or do you like the more respectful type mentality?
Well, I'm definitely more of a trash talker myself. Football is fun, but there's a time and a place for that, and that's just not at the bowling alley.
We talked with a Harlem bowler, Becca Hagerman. She really emphasized with her success and their team success for the Harlem girls the camaraderie, the team aspect. And I always looked at bowling as more of an individual sport where you just add up all the individuals, similar to wrestling. But she really pushed the fact that no, what really gets you moving and going is that team, whether they help get you up or maybe even tamper you down if you get too high on yourself, whatever. Tell me a little about that team aspect of bowling.
Yeah, early in the year, we had a lot of individuals bowling at the same time. Just until these last 2 weeks when we started, like, scoring super high, we actually formed more of a team bond. We drive each other, and we work off each other instead of just bowling by ourselves. So the team chemistry is 100% the most important thing about bowling, and without that, you're not going to succeed.
Do you have any examples of maybe a time when you were down that this actually, I mean, response of your teammates brought you back up, maybe changed the way your attitude and the way you bowled and maybe made you more successful later on in that particular match?
Well, whenever you're struggling, you're teammates can't give you bad body language. Otherwise, you're just going to get stuck in a deeper hole.
Mm-hmm.
So realistically, if they just keep you light on your feet and make you not worry about, like, only yourself, it really just puts less pressure on you. I feel, anyways.
Sure. Getting back to what you talk about as far as your success, of course, you guys going to state and winning state. What lessons have you learned from the last 3 years? Now, you're a senior now, so you've been there a lot. You've been through this a lot. What lessons have you learned that you either use yourself to get you prepared for regionals, sectionals, and then hopefully state again, and maybe also that you might pass on to teammates, or just a matter of maybe just staying calm when they have a bad frame or something like that? But what are the kind of lessons you've learned that you've used yourself and passed along?
Really just take every shot one shot at a time. You can't remember your great shots, and you can't remember your bad shots, because if you remember your great shots and you have a bad shot, then you're just going to be extremely down on yourself. And if you remember a bad shot, you're probably just going to replicate the same exact shot the next frame. So you just got to have a clear mind when you go on to the approach.
The shot thing is interesting, because I've been told, because I'm not a good bowler, I'm like a 160 bowler, that there's each house has a different shot. So sectionals, where are you guys bowling the sectionals at?
Sectionals is at Don Carter Lanes in Rockford.
Okay,
on
so
East State Street.
Which you guys are you're well aware of.
Yeah.
What's the difference of Don Carter Lanes versus
Cherry Bowl or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, like Cherry Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Well, Don Carter Lanes, the ball more tends to hook more, I guess, so you got to stand farther left on the approach. It breaks down faster, so you just got to move left quicker.
Did certain teams have certain advantages at certain houses? I mean, you know, what's Hananiga's history at Don Carter?
I mean, Hano usually does awesome at Carter's. We're always able to move left quicker than the competition. We're always having fresh oil all day long.
Do you guys, when you get to a house like that, I mean, and maybe you have a new house, and you said you're familiar with Don Carter, but when you go to a different house that you're not familiar with, how quickly can you recognize the situation? How quickly can you adjust? You just do it during warm-ups, or sometimes it take a full game, or how long to kind of get adjusted to wherever the lanes might be, the conditions may be?
Usually, it just takes like half of practice, which is 7 minutes. But like sometimes it'll carry over into the first game, and we'll still be struggling, and we're just not moving left or right enough.
Talking about this season now, you are number two in the league in the conference in average at, excuse me, I got right in front of me here, 228. You're only a pin behind average wise behind your teammate Cameron Tyler. And you have a 300 game this year, so kind of tell me a little bit about this season for you. How's it gone? Is it but what you expected? Where is it rank as far as your high school career?
This is definitely my most successful season. It's weird being the upperclassman or the senior on the team. So, like, I don't know. I felt like I had more pressure to have a leadership role.
Mm-hmm.
I've been bowling better, but that's just because I'm a senior. By the time Cameron's a senior, he'll be probably averaging, like, 230 or something. Crazy. Yeah, but they're... These sophomores are crazy. I wish I was as good as them when I was a sophomore.
What was your average as a sophomore? Do you remember?
As a sophomore, it was probably around 210.
Okay.
Not 229 like Cameron.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. Is this your highest average, the 228 this year?
228 is my highest league average.
Okay.
This summer, I averaged 223. But, like, that's the second closest I've been to 228 average.
And you had the 300 game. When was that? Is that the only 300 you've had this year?
Yeah, that was the only 300 in season. Mm-hmm. I had two over the summer, which is the first two I ever had.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that 300 was special, being a part of just being around my team and them supporting me the entire game. It was special.
What was the atmosphere? We always hear and see, you know, I've talked to many people who've thrown 300s, and you get down to that 9th and 10th, and all of a sudden the whole bowling alley just goes dead silent, which is probably worse than if they were all really loud. But kind of give me that atmosphere when you threw 300 this year in the school season.
Yeah, everybody just went completely silent. So I took it upon myself to keep talking to my teammates so they would keep talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
It really helps with the jitters.
Is it
that's just what... Yeah, that's whatever I do whenever I have a big game. I just start talking to my teammates, and that forces them to talk to me.
Is there an unwritten rule in bowling that's like you kind of handle a guy with a 300 like you handle a guy with a no-hitter? Everybody kind of stays away and doesn't say anything, or And in that case, then, like you said, you have to kind of create the conversation.
Yeah, for sure. Even the coaches start walking away and, like, start not talking to you. Everybody just leaves you alone, expecting, like, you want them to leave you alone. That's not how I feel at all.
Well, let's talk about coming up now with the sectionals and your expectations and state. You've already said about the talent, and you can see it on here with Cameron and a couple of other guys and Mooney now, that you have the caliber and talent to win it all again. What's it going to take?
Well, we're just going to have to bowl our A game. Not necessarily at sectionals, but we just need to advance past sectionals. We just got to bowl out of our minds state, because Harlem's a great team. It's going to be neck and neck, I guarantee it, at state between them and us.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple of good Southern teams, but I'm not too worried about them. We're just going to need to bowl really good, and we're going to have to keep a good body language all day, keep a good mindset going forward.
And it's at O'Fallon again, right? That's where the state is?
O'Fallon, yep.
Yeah, okay. So having been there, and we talked earlier about familiarity with lanes, I mean, is that going to give you guys an advantage, or might it be different than what you remember from last year?
It is going to be a different shot than last year's state tournament, because Kegel's making a new shot for this year's state.
Okay.
But we usually always blow good at O'Fallon. We've won the O'Fallon tournament like 5 years in a row, except for this year where we finished like second or third.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel pretty confident that we can get what we need to get done down at state this year.
Is there, when you talk about the shot, I know, correct me if I'm wrong, when they set the shot, when they oil the lanes and stuff, it's more automatic, correct? It's automated, I should say, when they're going and oiling the lanes and stuff. Is that correct?
That is correct. The oil machines have programming done before.
Can you find out what that oiling pattern is and replicate it back here at home so you could practice on that pattern? Is that something that can be done, or can you not do that?
We can do that, but for state, they don't post the shot up until we're bowling on it.
Okay. So there's no advantage by anybody then?
There's no way we could figure out the shot before it's laid down at state.
All right. Well, is Jacob Summers, senior for Hananiga. They just won the regional by 5 pins over rival Harlem. Now they're heading into this weekend on Saturday in the Belvedere North section, which will be bowled at Don Carter Lanes. Jacob averaging 228, got a 300 game. Led Hananiga. They won the duels this year for the Nick 10, went undefeated at 9-0. Harlem finished second, 8-1, and looking to return back to state and win a state championship. So, Jacob, thank you so much for talking with us this morning. We really do appreciate it, and we wish you the best of luck on Saturday and all the way to a state championship.
Thanks for having me.